Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light. This program comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our story today is Morton Wishengrad's The Tender Grass, a fantasy for the festival of Passover. Alexander Scourby is the narrator, and the part of Shalom is played by Juano Hernandez.
There are so many questions that no one ever asks, like, how is April, and when does the nighttime sleep? I like such questions. They are rounder than gladness and very important. No one thinks of that. I will ask you a question. Suppose once upon a time there was a boy who never was, and who lived in a story that never happened. And perhaps he cried a long time because he wanted you to hear the story that never happened. Wouldn't it be terrible to let him cry? Isn't that important? I think so. I will tell you his story. Shalom means peace, and Shalom was his name. But there were bad things in his heart. Once upon a never time, when the forest ferns were lit by the moon and the rain was hiding from April, this boy Shalom found a bird's nest which had fallen from a tree. And in the nest were seven little birds who did not know how to fly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Little boy, count me. I'm the seventh.
Where's your mother?
We lost her someplace. You should be home sleeping.
Well, I don't like to sleep. That's none of your business.
Little boy, I don't like you.
You're ugly.
Please put me back in the nest.
You have an ugly voice.
You're hurting my wing.
Your wing is ugly.
Please put me down. Little boy, why are you staring at me?
I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't like your brothers. I don't like your sisters. Shut up. I said shut up. All of you shut up. I'll make you shut up.
He took each of the seven little birds and he tore out each of the seven little tongues. There was no sound left. Nothing except the sound of nothing. And the boy went home to grow a day older. The mother bird flew back. And a neighbor bird told her what had happened. Then all the crickets beat their breasts and the wind whimpered and the animals of the forest began to cry because seven little birds would never sing. And all the birds of the forest flew to the top of the mountain where the great lone eagle lived. The birds of the forest sat as a court and the eagle was judge.
Let the mother bird speak.
When the hay is mown and the tender grass showeth itself, and the herbs of the mountains are gathered in, all creation will sing, but my children will be mute.
Let the neighbor bird who witnessed this thing give her testimony.
None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity.
What shall be done with the boy Shalom? What is his punishment? Let the raven speak.
The hand that did the deed, it shall be cut off.
Let the woodlark speak.
The feet that led him to the forest, let the feet be seared as with a fire.
I wish to hear the judgment of the owl.
Brothers and sisters, the injury was done by one against seven. Let retribution therefore fall upon seven.
The owl is wise. I pronounce the judgment of the bird. He shall grow to manhood. He shall take a wife. He shall procreate seven sons. Let them be born soundless, mute, to utter no intelligible sound, to speak no single word, to sing never, never to sing a song.
Time has no tongue to tell the time, but a little boy can grow. And how does a boy grow? It is another important question. He breathes air he does not see, he drinks water which has no color of color, and he hears a conscience which has no shape. This is growing, and this is how Shalom grew. The tender grass came many times to April, and many times there was a sound in his nighttime as of little birds crying. And then nothing. Forgetting is also nothing. So nothing for Shalom was forgetting, and he no longer heard the cry of the birds. Shalom was a man who had forgotten the boy. He married. He had seven sons. Shalom and Shulamith and seven speechless sons.
Shulamith, it is the 10th day of the month of Nisan. In 5 days it will be Passover.
Please, Shalom, don't. Not all over again. Not this year.
I wish to speak with my sons.
Please, Shalom.
On the Passover, the youngest child speaks the four questions. I will teach it to them, at least to one of them.
Shalom, you know it is of no avail.
Shulamith, bring them.
Children, come here. Your father wants to speak to you.
You may sit down. Soon it will be the Passover. The table will be spread. We shall eat unleavened bread and tell the story of Israel redeemed from Egypt. You understand? You understand also that one of you, at least one of you, must help us begin the service of the feast. You must sing, Ma nishtano halaylo hazeh mikol halaylos. Why has this night been made to differ from all other nights of the year? It is prescribed. You must sing it. One of you must.
You are raising your voice, Shalom.
Forgive me, children. You are not to blame. I will sing it for you. In the name of God, please try to sing it. Ma nishtano halaylo hazeh mikol halaylos. Now, sing it with me. Ma nishtano halaylo hazeh mikol halaylos.
Shalom, they carry the melody splendidly.
I don't want the melody. I want the words. Sing it again. Sing the words.
Shalom, why do you torment yourself? It isn't any use. It will never be any use.
They have harmed no one. Shulamith, why were they afflicted?
I don't know. When the Lord smote the Egyptians, he punished only the firstborn. Who can explain this, Shalom? Can you? Can I? Can anyone?
The Passover came, for it always comes and it may not be held back. And the seven sons of Shalom sang with the muted singing that has never found words. And hearing them, Shalom thought he heard the crying of birds from a great distance, dimly, sweetly, with the sadness of lost memory. And he was troubled and did not know why he was troubled. Then Shalom broke the middle cake of unleavened bread, and he lifted the matzo for all to see, and spoke the immemorial invitation to the stranger.
This is the bread of affliction which our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt. Let those who are hungry enter and eat with us. Let those who are forlorn come and celebrate the Passover with us.
Shalom!
I thought I heard it too.
There was a stranger at the door, a beggar. They made him welcome and gave him a place at the festal table.
Won't you continue with the service? I see my presence embarrasses you. Perhaps I should go.
Oh, no, stay. Please stay. We have very little, but you are welcome to all we have.
Well, thank you. You have reached the four questions.
Yes.
With seven fine sons like these, you are blessed sevenfold.
My sons do not sing.
It is not necessary to sing. The questions may be spoken.
I said my sons do not sing.
Shalom. Excuse him, please. Our children were born without the gift of tongue. They are mutes.
Forgive me, I did not mean to add to your pain. I am a beggar. I am older than you. I am younger than you. Let me sing for your youngest son, please.
It will make us very happy.
The voice of the beggar was the voice of the never old. In the house of Shalom, there was such singing that Passover as to make the angels envy. And the voices of the seven children were like the young birds in the forest, wordless yet filled with a strange joy. Silently, Shalom relinquished his place at the head of the table, and the beggar took his place. It was something inevitable, preordained, wonderful. The meal progressed. The questions, the answers, the parables, the digressions, so new and yet so timeless. And always the singing.
Shulamith, you do not sing?
It is so strange, Shalom. I cannot sing. I'm suffocated with happiness. I want only to listen.
Shulamith, I feel the same way.
Who is he? Shulamith, he was sent to us. Why?
Shulamith, there are birds singing.
Well, I cannot hear them.
Oh, distinctly. Shulamith, can't you hear them? There are birds singing, all the birds of creation. Why are they singing? What does it mean? I hear a flapping of wings, a flapping of 100 million wings. Shulamith, what are they trying to say to me?
Shalom, you have taken too much wine. There are no wings.
There are, Shulamith. And I have barely sipped the wine. I hear wings.
And then a curious thing happened. Shulamith took the cup reserved for Elijah the prophet, the cup prescribed by custom. She filled it with wine and set it on the table. And then the candles which had been guttering burst into terrible flame. Magical and terrible was the light in the room, and Shulamith shielded her eyes against the light, and Shalom and the speechless children of Shalom. Behold, the goblet of Elijah the prophet was drained dry, and the beggar was gone. A miracle of the Passover in the house of Shalom. Do the hallelujahs rise from those who have gone down in silence? Only the living praise the Lord. Shalom and his children lifted up their eyes and they praised the Lord for the presence of Elijah the prophet, Elijah the Tishbite, Elijah of Gilead, Elijah the Enigma, the messenger of God, the bringer of redemption, the beloved of man. The Passover was gone. The moons waxed, the moons waned. The sun climbed his ladder by day and came down the steps by night. An owl hooted in the forest, a locust shrilled in the field. And the year turned again to the day when the hay is mown and the tender grass showeth itself and the herbs of the mountains are gathered in. And the man Shalom, who had lost remembrance of the boy Shalom, came into the field with his seven sons who were without speech.
Children, do you hear them? There must be a net. Careful, do not tread on it. Gently. Gently. Seven little fledglings. And their wings have been broken. Who could have done such a thing? Children, carry them home. We must help the birds. We must make them strong. We must heal them. We must help them to fly. They are God's creatures. They must fly above the earth into the open firmament of heaven. Carry them gently, children.
I am pleased with you, children. So is your father.
Yes, you have made the birds well.
Children, they are thanking you. Shalom, open the window and let them fly away. Children, you do not mind. I'm glad. A house is not for birds.
God created man on the sixth day, but on the fifth day, he created these. Children, I open this window for them. It is no longer a window. It is the door to the fifth day.
Opens the door to any day? Who heals the night and pledges the rain? Who numbers the gossamer of the spider's web and drops down the dew into the cup? And the rabbit startled in the hedge and gave no answer, and the dog star blazed in the southern sky and kept his silence, while by meadow stiles the purple flower smoldered into bloom and would not speak. Shalom. The word means peace, and peace was the name of Shalom, and Shulamith was his wife. They came again to the Passover, but the new had become old, and the old was as new. For Elijah the prophet spoke to the raven, and the raven spoke to the owl. The owl held conversation with the woodlark, and the eagle sent forth the herald birds to make a convocation upon a mountain. And all this on the Passover. Yes, of course, it had to be. That is the best thing about a story that never happened. The end of it is foreseen and always good. Once again, the eagle spoke upon the mountain.
For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Yea, they have all one breath. Does my brother the raven wish to speak?
I wish to say that gentleness allayeth great offenses.
Spoken well. What does the woodlark say?
If the eagle does not object, I yield to the owl.
Modesty is becoming. The owl will speak if he is ready.
We sat upon a mountaintop once, far removed from men, and we judged a judgment. Now let us unjudge the judgment, seeing that it is come to the season of Passover, a day of liberty. Freedom gave birth to the Passover, and Passover gave birth to freedom. There are seven sons who wait. Let them be told.
The owl, as usual, is wise. A bird of the air shall carry the voice,
and that which hath wings shall tell the matter. I instruct the raven to carry the news to his old friend Elijah the prophet.
You have come again?
Yes. Wherever it is the Passover, Elijah must now go. To each house, to each table, to each place where there is reverence and song.
Look, the birds remember my sons. You never would have thought their wings were broken once.
We are about to make a blessing over the Passover wine.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. I have forgotten my duties to my guest. Shulamith, fill the goblet of the prophet Elijah and let him sing the Kiddush in the house of Shalom.
Children, stand around. Your tongues may never be able to speak it, but let your eyes see and your ears hear how Elijah the Tishbite sings the Kiddush on the Passover.
Avri moronon verabonon verabosai. Baruch atah Adoshem Elokeinu melech olam borei peri
Shulamith, you heard? They spoke. Please say that you heard it also.
I heard it, Shalom. They spoke. And their first word was Amen.
I shall tell you a secret. I said to you that this was a story that never happened. But that wasn't true, was it? Of course it happened. It happened long, long ago in a place called Anywhere. You do not remember it, of course, because it happened before your day, when time was a zero and the first bird fledged. So, tomorrow evening, when the Passover table is spread with fine matzo and the wine is in the cup, and the father sits at the head of the table, you and I, we shall sing. Without any doubt, we shall sing Echod Mi Yodea. It's a fine song. Listen to the words. Who knows the answer to one? I know the answer to one. One is the Lord our God, on earth and in heaven above. If you would like a free copy of today's script, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now, we present Rabbi Morris Goldstein of Congregation Sherith Israel of San Francisco. Speaking from San Francisco, Rabbi Goldstein.
The delightful fantasy to which we have now listened is fashioned from the ever-hopeful theme of a Passover festival and the unforgettable melodies characteristic of it. In this well-told tale, we witness the evil done by mischief and cruelty, but also the redeeming role of kindness and compassion. Is not this the story of all of life? Is there any one of us who can say that he or she has not caused hurt to someone at some time, expressed some prejudice, committed some act of ill will? There is a way to atone. Do good, love mercy, be true and helpful and just, especially to those who have been injured. This, which applies to personal and individual matters, applies equally to the affairs of the world. Pathetic as little birds with broken wings is the plight of entire populations in hate-infested, war-torn lands. Passover, the festival of freedom, bids us come to their rescue. True, they have been liberated from political and military enslavement. Now must we do all in our power to free them from the bondage of hunger, homelessness, and hurt. Let the people of Israel reenact the Seder observance of Passover tomorrow evening with all its impressive ritual and playful charm. The Seder appeal is particularly to the hearts of the young in spirit, to those who retain within the soul an appreciation for song, drama, rich symbolism, and imaginative story. Let the children enjoy their full share of participation. But above all, be sure the spirit of Elijah is present. The hope for a happier world, and our part in making that hope come true.
Thank you, Rabbi Goldstein. Eternal Light is written by Morton Wishengrad. The music was composed by Morris Mimorski and conducted by Milton Catons. Cantor Robert H. Siegel was the soloist. The narrator of today's story was Alexander Scourby. And Juano Hernandez was featured as Shalom. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp.